Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
School. Now I'm looking at houses with four or five floors, and you found us a brownstone, said you want it, it's yours. So we went ahead and we bought it, found ourselves a good mortgage, then we come and go sorted, all the furniture ordered. I could never afford this, you were pushing it forward, made me feel a bit awkward, made me feel a bit awkward. I woke up the stoop, I put the key in the door, and then my phone started ringing, so I answered the call. And they were like, hey, you got the lead in a play, you gotta be back in London for rehearsals in May. And later that evening you said, how was my day? I said, I got some good news, I got the lead in a play. And that's when your demeanor started to change. You said, I'd have to audition. I said, you're deranged. And I thought that that was quite strange. Thought that that was quite strange.
So strange,
but I ignored it, went ahead and I bought it, got a flight and I bought it, I'm on my way. Now I'm in London, I'm on my own, I'm in a hotel room, I'm on my own. And now I'm in London, and I'm all alone, I'm in a hotel room, I'm all on my own. Now I'm a West End girl.
I miss you. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, I mean, it doesn't make me feel great. What you need to do, then. I guess. Well, how will it work? It will. Right. I mean, it makes me really sad, but.
Hello and welcome to Cigarettes Will Kill You. This is Iris, and that was the opening track and also the title track to the new Lily Allen album, West End Girl, which was released, I think, a week or two ago. I'm not sure, but anyway. I like it. I like it a lot. And we're going to listen to the whole thing today, hopefully. It's basically just her. Everybody's saying that it's like a revenge album, and it's like a, like, it's just her like hating on her ex-husband, David Harbour. But to be really honest with you, I think it's just her like being like, you were a shit person to me and I'm going to tell everyone about it because I don't care. And also just, you know, talking about her life. I feel like musicians are constantly, you know, talking about things that are happening in their lives. Artists, poets, writers, yeah, whatever. Other creative people. I do that all the time. But yeah, so, and this happened in her life and she wrote about it and then she sung about it and then it went out into the world and we love it very much. Well, I do anyway. You can make up your own mind. Yeah, so we're going to listen to the whole album today, West End Girl by Lily Allen. I am not going to say too much else about it, but it's basically just about, yeah, her relationship with her ex-husband, David Harbour, and how he wanted an open relationship, and then he sort of broke his own rules about it. But, yeah. And I think I'm actually only going to do one segment today, which is crazy. We'll see how we go, because I definitely want to get through the whole album. There have been albums before on the show where I just haven't gone through the whole thing. So that's my goal. It's 44 minutes long, so we should be able to do it. And if we have time at the end, I'll read you some poems and we'll listen to some other Lily Allen songs. But yes, so my first and maybe only first and maybe last segment this week is what's hot and what's not. I'm going to go through quickly and you're just going to absorb it, I guess. What is hot? Lily Allen. The sad, lonely cat meme. I have it on one of my index fingers, one of the nails at the moment. The Legend of Ochi, which I saw yesterday at the Roxy. It's part of the Terrify Film Festival. Good headphone quality is hot. And cuddling a dog is hot because dogs are epic, and especially my dog. I love her very much. What is not hot? Vomiting, obviously. Encountering creepy men on the street is not hot. I was walking here and this man just went up to this woman and started patting her on the head on Cuba Street. Cool. I love it. I love it so much. I love it. I wish I had actually asked her if she was okay, but I didn't. So that sucked from me. That was a sucky move. But yeah, can all of the creepy men just fuck off, please? Like, I'm genuinely telling you, if you're one of those guys who like just comes up and pats women on the head and you're listening to this, I don't know why you'd be listening to me, but if you are, stop doing it. What the fuck? Anyway, what else is not hot? Temu, obviously. The 2020 TikTok era? Nah, not a fan. And the last one is when you're talking to someone and they're looking at their phone and they're obviously not listening to you, but then you're like, you ask them, it's like, are you listening to me? And they're like, yeah. And then you're like, what did I just say? And they were like, oh, you were talking about like, and then they go back to Reddit. So, you know, if you do that, then yeah. No, but I'm generally in actually quite a good mood today. So let's shove that stuff behind us and remember that if you have a dog, if you have access to a dog, if you have a friend who has a dog, if you have a family member who has a dog, if you have a dog and you're very, very lucky for that, go and cuddle the dog. Go and cuddle it. And if for some sad reason you can't do that, then I guess you can go and cuddle a cat because they're also cuddly, or a, you know, a rat or something. But yeah. Dogs are supreme. Anyway, oh my God, people are actually going to hate me for that. Okay, we are now going to listen to the second track on West End Girl, which is called Ruminating. And then after that, we're going to listen to Sleepwalking. So enjoy, and I will see you in about 6 minutes, 7 minutes. Okay, bye.
Shake the image of her naked on top of you, and I'm dissociated. ambitions too big for a phone call. Ruminating, ruminating, I've been up all night to kiss her on the lips and look into her eyes. Did you have fun? Now that it's done, baby, won't you tell me that I'm still your number one? You're my number one. I told you all of this has been too brutal. You told me that you felt the same, it's mutual. And then you came out with this line, so crucial. Yeah, if it has to happen, baby, do you want to know? If it has to happen, baby, do you want to know? If it has to happen, baby, do you want to know? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. But what a line, line, line. What a fucking line, line, line. What a fucking line. To come home, this conversation's too big for a phone call. Ruminating, ruminating, I've been up all night. Did you kiss her on the lips and look into her eyes? Did you have fun? Now that it's done, baby, won't you tell me that I'm still your number one? You're my number one. To come home, this conversation's too big for a phone call. Ruminating, ruminating, I've been up all night. Did you kiss her on the lips and look into her eyes? Did you have fun? Now that it's done, baby, won't you tell me that I'm still your number one?
You won't love me, you won't leave me, you don't touch me, still so needy, and I don't know if you do it intentionally, somehow. I'm hurt. Looking back, it's so absurd. Course I trusted you and took you at your word. Who said romance isn't dead? Been no romance since we wed. Why aren't we fucking, baby? Yeah, that's what you said. But you let me think it was me in my head. And nothing to do with them girls in your bed. You don't stop talking.
That was Sleepwalking. That was Ruminating and then Sleepwalking. And next up, we are going to listen to Tennis, followed by Madeline. I actually quite like Tennis, so yeah. Enjoy.
Daddy's home for the first time in weeks. Got the dinner on the table. Tell the kids it's time to eat. And I made my baby's favorite, but he didn't seem to care. I just tell myself he's jet lagged and I'm glad to have him here. Then you showed me a photo on Instagram. It was how you grabbed your phone back right out of my hands. So I read your text and now I regret it. I can't get my head around how you've been playing tennis. If it was just sex, I wouldn't be jealous. You won't play with me.
And who's Madeline?
I need to be alone, so I took myself to bed. I got a lot of information that I can't even process. So I wrote a little email and I told you what I saw. Then you came out to the bedroom and you made it all my fault. But you to accommodate, but you took me for a fool. So I read your text and now I regret it. I can't get my head around how you've been playing tennis. If it was just sex, I wouldn't be jealous. You won't play with me.
And who the fuck is Madeline? Madeline, actually.
I know none of this is your fault. Messaging you feels kind of assaultive. Saw your text, that's how I found out. Tell me the truth and his motives. I can't trust anything that comes out of his mouth. No, I can't trust anything that comes out of his mouth. Has it been going on? Is it just sex or is there emotion? He told me it would stay in hotel rooms, never be out in the open. Why would I trust anything that comes out of his mouth? Oh, why would I trust anything that comes out of his mouth? We had an arrangement. Be discreet and don't be blatant. There had to be payment. Had to be with strangers. But you're not a stranger, Madeline.
Hey, he is telling me the truth. Our relationship has only ever been about sex. I can promise you that this is not an emotional connection. We don't speak outside of the time we spend together, and whenever he talks about you, it's with the utmost respect.
You tell me he's telling the truth. Is that the case or a line that he fed you? Wanna believe you, but is it a ruse? Lie to me, babe, and I'll end you. I can't trust anything that comes out of your mouth. I'm not convinced that he didn't fuck you in our house. Do you two ever talk about me? Has he told you that he doesn't love me? I bet he tells you he loves you. I've got an old, got an ugly. I wouldn't trust anything that comes out of his mouth. Why would you trust anything that comes out of his mouth? We had an arrangement. Be discreet and don't be blatant. There had to be payment. It had to be with strangers. But you're not a stranger, Madeline.
stranger, Madeline.
I hate that you're in so much pain right now. I really don't want to be the cause of any upset. He told me that you were aware this was going on and that he had your full consent. If he's lying about that, then please let me know, because I have my own feelings about dishonesty. Lies are not something that I want to get caught up in. You can reach out to me anytime, by the way, if you need any more details or you just need to vent or anything. Love and light, Madeline.
Oh my God, epic. That was Madeline. And before that, that was Tennis. I love how that song ends. Love and light, Madeline. It's so funny. Next up, we have, as I said before, I'm not doing segments because I want to get through this album. So we're going to listen to Relapse, which is track 6. And then we're going to listen to track 7, which is Pussy Palace. As you can hear by the name, there's going to be some more sort of explicit lyrics. There are going to be more explicit lyrics coming up. So, yeah. Warning. All right. Yes, enjoy. And I'll see you guys soon.
Is shut. to the apartment in the West Village instead. I'll drop off your clothes, your mail and medication. I'm already on my way, heading to the station. Stuck on the F, there's a problem on the line. I couldn't be more stressed, I'm losing my mind. Up to the first floor, key in the front door. Nothing's ever gonna be the same anymore. Broken-hearted women wishing you could have been better. Sheets pulled off the bed and strewn all on the floor. Long black hair, probably from the night before. Dwayne Reed bag with the handles tied. Sex toys, butt plugs, lube inside. Hundreds of Trojans, you're so fucking broken. How'd I get caught up in your double life?
Pussy Palace followed, no, that was Pussy Palace, and before that it was Relapse. But yes, yeah, so far so good. I quite like this album. Up next we are going to listen to one of my favorite songs from the album, which is 4chan Stan, and then we're gonna listen to Non-Monogamy, which also has Specialist Moss on the track. So yeah, enjoy.
I went through your bedside drawer. You know I've never been inclined to have to do that before. Never been in bad doors. But you took someone shopping there in May 24. But you bought her a handbag. It wasn't cheap. To Montauk for the weekend. Was there an encore? Did it pay dividends? Is that why? Why won't you tell me what her name is?
Non-Monogamummy, and before that it was 4chan Stand. Both of those are actually really, really good. Such a funny album. There's like so much humor in it and it's just hilarious. Okay, next up we're going to listen to Just Enough, and then we're going to listen to my favorite song from the album, Dallas Major. Yeah.
Think you're in love with somebody else. So drawn, so old. I booked myself a facelift, wondering how long it might hold. I gave you all my powers, how I'm seeing through your eyes. Through your eyes. But just enough hope to hold on.
Just Enough, followed by Dallas Major. And next up, we are going to listen to track 12, which is Beg For Me, and then track 13, which is Let You Win / In. It's, yeah, yeah. Just look at that. Just look at the album. Look at how it's spelled. Anyway, enjoy.
I feel embarrassed. I feel ashamed. You're so indifferent, and that's insane. Where's all your empathy for all my pain? My friends will tell me you are deranged. I wanna feel held, I wanna be told I'm special and I'm unusual. I want your desire, I wanna be spoiled, I wanna be told I'm beautiful. I feel embarrassed, I feel ashamed. You're so indifferent, and that's insane. Where's all your empathy for all my pain? My friends will tell me you are deranged. I wanna feel held, I wanna be told I'm special and I'm unusual. I want your desire, I wanna be spoiled, I wanna be told I'm beautiful. Why won't you be?
Why won't you beg, won't you beg for me? Oh. become invisible. Stuck here in my palace. I'm so fucking miserable in my rabbit hole. Yeah, I'm Alice. And I'm expected to be nice. Picking up the pieces. What is it you sacrifice? I'm protecting you from your secrets.
Don't tell the children the truth would be brutal. Your reputation's unstained. God knows how long you've been getting away with it. Already there you win. All I can do is sing. So why should you who put me through this? I could tell myself you changed. Do it all again, be deluded. Never get your sympathy. I don't think you're able. But I can walk out with my dignity if I lay my truth on the table.
Lie to the children that ending was mutual.
That was Big For Me, followed by Let You Win. yeah, Let You Win is actually, that song was quite nice, to be honest. I enjoyed it. I love how there is a mix in this album of very, like, Lily Allen-coded sort of dreamy pop tracks that are quite light, but a bit punchy, and there's also a lot of like clubby stuff, which is cool. Okay, we are going to listen to the last song of the album now, track 14, which is Fruity Loop. And although it's not one of my favorite songs on the album, I feel like it's a good ending. Sort of very light and very sort of deservingly dismissive, which I like. But yeah, enjoy.
You're just a little boy looking for his mommy. Things have gone complicated. What with all the fame and money, playing with his toys. He just wants attention. He can't really do attachment. Scary's gonna be abandoned. And finally, I see it's not me.
I'm just a little
That was Fruity Loop. I feel like in under an hour I've gone through an entire breakup and resolved all of it with myself. I love that album. I think that it's cool. It's more poppy than I go for, to be honest. And there are, oh my God. Yeah. There are definitely some tracks that I think have elements that I am just a little bit too, I'm just too alternative for, to be honest. I just feel like I'm just a bit too cool and different for those. But yeah, I really like it. And I think it's a cool album. And it's blown up on TikTok, especially because of Halloween and because the press tour for Stranger Things, which David Harbour stars in, is happening right now. So hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate it. You can listen to me next week on Cigarettes Will Kill You on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM every Monday from 4 till 5 p.m. I will be here. I sometimes have a guest. I sometimes do not. Normally I talk a bit more crap, but this week I've been fairly quiet due to the commitment of getting through the whole album. But yeah, give Western Girl more of a listen if you want to. And we are going to end with a song from Lily Allen's 2018 album No Shame, and it is called Lost My Mind. Yeah, it's a pretty song. So enjoy, and I will see you guys later.
I caught some feeling. Now I sense a change. Something beautiful has slipped away. I let you in and then you disappear like a dying of another day. I was never planning on any of this chaos. I wasn't being difficult. You still betrayed us. Now I'm stuck in a rut, kicking stones, looking at my phone all night. Maybe I've lost my mind. When I couldn't breathe, couldn't sleep, then you say it stopped me, right? Maybe I've lost my mind. You're on the ceiling, I'm down here on the floor. He's becoming back, he's too bad. Once or twice I've seen your soul. You're always strangers. So
that program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.